and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show here on X107.5 at 6:04 a.m. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Nobody likes Tuesdays, Dave.
Well, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
So.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody likes Tuesdays, Dave. Oh. That has nothing to do with people liking Wednesdays.
Nobody likes Tuesdays, so Wednesdays.
Garbage
what do you want
days.
First?
Bad news.
Bad news first.
Okay. I'm sure the show's going to be great today.
Good start.
All right.
So a housekeeper identified as Maria in her mid-50s was walking to get something from her car outside of the home that she works for in Orange County, California, when suddenly... Bees.
Oh, no. Bees in the car! Bees everywhere! They're ripping my flesh off!
But really, the bees emerged from a gas meter hidden by a bush. Her employer, Sarah, and Sarah's son said that they were calling at her to run away and tried throwing water to get rid of the bees, but eventually called 911 as the swarm continued its attack.
Oh,
in
crap.
A desperate rush to save Maria, the firefighters who arrived on the scene... Keep in mind how long that gap must have felt like for poor Maria.
Oh, yeah.
She was being attacked by bees. They had to bust out fire extinguishers before even putting on protective gear, meaning a few of them got stung, too. By the time they got her to safety, she was barely conscious, having been stung more than 200 times.
Oh, my
goodness.
Man.
She is still being treated, and a team from Bee Busters later discovered the hive hidden inside of a gas meter next to the home. They estimated it had been there for about 6 months. 6 months, the hive has now been removed.
Oh, man. Is there anything?
200 times.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, just the worst.
Also, do fire extinguishers? Is that the way to do it? Is that what they're saying? No?
I would feel like it would make it like make the bees angrier.
You would think that it's pretty heavy, though, right?
The smoke, so, whatever that material is inside that?
That white goo is probably heavy enough to at least like kind of weigh the bees down and be able to stop them from attacking, I assume.
The
firefighters
fog?
Must know better than I do.
Yeah.
So probably wouldn't kill the bees, but at the same time, maybe slow them down enough to get poor old Maria out of there.
Yeah, that is...
Oh, poor Maria.
Hey, bees, you know what? You know, we're trying to save you. You know, we're trying to save the planet by saving you. But you keep doing stuff like this.
Hey, don't be a-holes, bees.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah. I wonder what kind of bees they are, because it didn't list it in the story. They have to have been Africanized honeybees or wasps or something.
Something.
Because, like, normal bees wouldn't just be like...
A whole hive coming at you?
Yeah, that's Maria. Let's go kick her ass.
200 times? Yeah.
Let's jump her.
I seen her looking at us funny.
So some good news. A college kid in Alabama named Walter Carr got a new job at a moving company in Birmingham last week. The night before his first day on the job, his car broke down.
That's bad luck.
But he still made it on time because he was willing to walk the 20 miles to work to get there.
Walk 20 miles.
He started walking at midnight last Friday to make sure he'd get to his first gig at 8 a.m. on Saturday the following day. Luckily, some cops saw him around 4 o'clock in the morning, bought him breakfast, and then drove him the rest of the way.
That's nice.
So a 10-mile drive for the cops, not very far.
No.
A 10-mile walk.
At midnight.
I mean, we're talking 20 miles round trip, so he'd made it about half the distance.
No, it's 40 miles. Wouldn't it be 40 miles round trip?
It's 20 miles.
No, it's 20 miles. Yeah, so it's 40 miles round trip.
Yeah,
but 20 miles each way. They found him halfway through the first,
still
the first
10
walk,
miles.
Though. Well, here's where the good news really kicks in. So they bought him the breakfast. They took him to work, and that's all great. But after that, he worked a full day helping a woman move out of her house, and when she found out how he got there, she tried to get him a break, but he refused. So she started him a GoFundMe page to help fix his car. Mm-hmm. She wanted to raise $2,000. So far, $30,000.
So he's quitting that bitch and buying a Mercedes.
No, the company that he works for, called Bellhops Moving, the CEO by the name of Luke Marklin, found out about it as well. He drove from Tennessee to Alabama to meet him on Monday and gave him his car, which is a 2014 Expedition.
Oh, man.
Pretty nice car, right?
That's a nice car. Yeah.
Walter's family had to move to Alabama after they were displaced by the Hurricane Katrina back in 2005. But so now he's got a new car, a GoFundMe set up where he's going to get $30,000. Things worked out pretty well, right?
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Walking 10 miles.
So that's some pretty good news to start the show today.
So like you're saying, on my first day of work, I should pretend that my car broke down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
And then like kind of walk halfway here.
No one is going to fall for that. They're like,
sure?
Who is that fat guy wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt stumbling up Buffalo?
Summer of Bahama continues, baby.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I was sitting here listening to you guys last week, and I heard Dave, you know, he said he was a solid 6 out of 10. Sylvia, rate yourself.
Message deleted.
Yes, somebody called and asked us to rate ourselves, mm-hmm. and I said 6 out of 10. I didn't say solid 6 out of 10. I said soft 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
Soft 6.
Solid 6.
Solid 6, way different.
Uh-huh.
I would say 7. I think I'm cute.
4.
No, shut up, man.
Yeah, no, you're cute.
I'm adorable.
Yeah, you're adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say I'm adorable.
I am adorable.
Don't. That
like makes you a lot less adorable.
Because like nobody wants to date somebody who's adorable.
Precious.
Or babies are adorable and precious. What are you doing?
No.
Like that takes it. That brings it down.
Way down.
Way down. Like no guy goes. You know what?
Sylvia just took off her jacket. Look at her. She's
I'm
over
hot, dude. I'm warm.
You're so hot.
Oh
yeah, you're so hot.
You're working in the right direction. Saying yes, I'm hot. That's way. Yeah. That's.
Oh okay.
Mahoney, rate yourself.
10.
All right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Out of 100.
Hey, if all of you had to fight every other morning show you guys have in the building, how do you guys think you would do? And who between you guys do you think would get knocked out first?
Message deleted.
Ian would get knocked out first. Sorry, buddy.
I wouldn't participate in the fight.
You have to.
Yeah.
This is Anchorman style brawl.
Well, then yes. I would get knocked out first defending yo asses.
That's right.
Aww. Yep.
I'd sit back in the cut and wait for people to get tired. Because I know if you get in there too fast, you blow it out. You know, that adrenaline dump is hard to come back from. I think we would have, you know, we could take Mercedes and JC. JC's probably in the best shape out of anybody, but he is tiny, though.
Yeah. He is very tiny.
You know, he's not like, you know, he's probably weighs, what, 150, maybe?
Maybe.
140?
Yeah.
About Ian's size, but, you know, right around there. I think if I just got on top of him, he would be neutralized.
And just kissed him.
Just, you know, whatever. Just ran my fingers through that beautiful coif of hair.
Yes.
He just made a weird twist.
Chet over at KLUC would probably give us the most trouble because he's the biggest out of everybody.
You think?
Might have. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I bet Kayla can kick some ass.
Yeah. And then you can't forget KXNT. Those guys are just full of rage.
So angry.
Come in and just beat all of our asses.
You snowflakes.
I still say pound for pound, we whoop any morning show's ass in this city, outside of our building.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Bring it.
Anytime you want to set that up, other morning shows, you let us know.
Yeah.
Current morning shows only.
Yeah. Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. You're really good at making fun of things that should be made fun of. For example, people that park in handicapped spots that aren't handicapped.
The worst.
If you'd like to run with that. It'd be kind of cool.
Message deleted.
Man, my friend Matt, he used to go to Lifetime Fitness out in Summerlin.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, on numerous occasions, because he took a picture of it, this Ferrari that would double park in the handicap spots up front. If you're handicapped, you're not driving a Ferrari, because even for an able-bodied person, they're almost impossible to
get
in and out of.
Yeah. They're so low.
They're so low.
Yeah.
Guess whose Ferrari it was?
The douchiest of the douchiest here in Las Vegas.
King douche himself, Vince Neil.
And?
Because of course it was.
He was going to the gym?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, he would go to the gym, but no one ever saw him working out. He would hang out at the little cafe right there at the entrance and drink smoothies to try to wait until somebody recognized him. He was trying to pick up, like, Summerlin soccer moms.
I mean, not a bad idea.
Not a terrible move.
Not a terrible idea, but it's a douche move when you've got your Ferrari double parked in a handicap spot.
Don't do that, man.
Like, what?
Like, I thought he would, like, take pictures, like, inside the gym to just prove that he was working out.
No.
Quote, unquote.
One of the six times that I went to Lifetime Fitness in the 3 or 4 months that I was a member there.
Yeah.
I saw him there do that several times.
Sitting at the cafe drinking a green smoothie.
Well, the only
just
person,
being fat.
Only person in that gym doing less work than me.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I was talking with my girlfriends, and I'm just curious, how do you guys feel about armpit hair, like on females? I haven't shaved in about 2 months, and it's a lush forest of girl hair, and I'm telling you, I love it.
Message deleted.
So, Ian, your girlfriend does this, right?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she does the armpit hair on the female. The thing that I don't like about armpit hair on females is it's very much like when somebody's a vegan or when they do CrossFit. They just can't help but let you know about it.
Well, you have to lift your arms sometimes.
No, it's not that you lift them sometimes. It's that like people verbally. Always right. are telling you about how they're growing hair in their armpit, or they're constantly taking pictures where it's obvious. It's just one of those things where it's like, you do you. Like, I don't care. I just don't really care to know about it.
Yeah.
So this woman doesn't care about our opinion. She just wanted to tell us that she hasn't shaved her armpits.
Exactly. That's my point.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So that video of the police officer here in Las Vegas from last week has gone viral. Oh, yeah. The guy was chasing after a murder suspect, and the guy started shooting at the cop. And so started shooting back, and it was pretty intense video. I'm sure you've probably seen it by now, yeah. But if not, go do a search for it. It's a crazy video of this cop shooting through his windshield while driving. There's this Ford Expedition that has the blown out back window. I don't think the cop shot it out. I think it was probably already blown
out by the guy.
Yeah, and it's intense, man. He ended up killing the guy who was driving the car. The other dude took off running, and then they sent one of the police dogs after him, and it bit him on the head. That's right, bitch.
It's a good dog, man. That's a damn good dog. And these people, the thing that angers me about this is
the guy was a murderer, by the way.
Yeah, him and the other guy just randomly went up and blew some dude's head off at a car wash earlier, gang violence. And then they're driving around Las Vegas, no regard for anybody else, firing off rounds. Cop had to do what he did. The fact that he remained as calm as he did during that whole ordeal, just nothing but props. That guy is an absolute hero. And if you want to bitch and moan about the police, like, these are the guys who are keeping the murderers off the streets.
Yeah.
It angers me so much when these guys are out there putting their life on the line for really not that much money when you think about it, when, you have to be willing to put your body and your life in a position to sacrifice yourself to save other people. And that's what that guy did. He's a hero. Congrats on to him,
Intense video, though. If you haven't seen it yet, definitely worth a watch. 8 months in, the Raiders project has cost $285 million so far. So if you drive by the site, you'll see they've done a lot of work out there, but $285 million worth of work has occurred on the $1.8 billion project. So obviously a long way to go.
So
shut up.
Got a question,
parking.
Dave.
Shut up about parking.
I got a question, Dave.
Shut up.
Is it about parking?
How much of that $285 million
none.
Has been spent to work on parking?
You don't build parking first. There's plenty of parking at the Crazy Horse 3.
Is there?
Yes,
there is. That where we're all going to park?
That's right. That's where we should just leave our car, and then we'll just get the car after the game. It's fine. Yeah. Honey, I wasn't...
You got to be able to get, 25,000 cars in that parking lot?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
So reports are coming out that speaking of the Raiders, that they have a new voice for the Raiders radio calls. Mm-hmm. And it's Brent Musburger. So Brent Musburger is now a Las Vegas guy. He's set up over at the South Point, does all his VEASAN stuff. What's interesting, though, is that Musburger, now 79 years old, he's certainly getting up there. Greg Papa is the longtime voice of the Oakland Raiders. And what's interesting is that this deal is supposedly going to take effect this season. So the thought was that Papa may not come to Las Vegas with the Raiders.
Makes sense.
But the fact that Musburger would supplant him before the Raiders even moved to Vegas, that's a real surprise.
That is surprising. And, three-year deal. I mean, if you love what you do, it doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, look at Vince Scully. He's 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
And still doing it on a high level, or was doing it on a high
Musburger
level.
Musburger, if you ever watched any of his VEASAN stuff, he still definitely has it. Like, he's very sharp. He's very funny. And I think he'll be great. I mean, he's definitely one of the most iconic voices in broadcasting. And so him being attached to the Raiders, it's pretty cool.
I think, and I like the fact that, he's made his home here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good move for the organization, without a doubt. It'll be interesting to listen to.
So a small town by the name of Fort Smith, the city directors recently repealed a 1953 ordinance that essentially outlawed public dancing on Sundays. Officials repealed this law that locals knew that was called the Footloose Ordinance.
Now I gotta cut loose.
Oh, hell yeah. Kenny Loggins follows me on Twitter.
Yeah, that's actually one of your crowning moments in
that
life.
Is.
Yeah,
it is. He doesn't follow like 100,000 people. He follows about 1,000. one of them right here.
Do you
I was
know
one
why?
Of the first
what,
100.
What did you do?
About 10 years ago, I used to tweet about Kenny Loggins all the time.
Did you?
Yeah.
And he's like, hell yeah, I like this guy.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Hey, Paul is joining us this morning from the east side of Vegas. What's up, Paul? How you doing?
What's going on, Vatos?
Hey, Paul, so, I heard last week that the guy really sucked at the movie quote quiz. Are
one you of
gonna,
the worst ever.
Are you going to suck this week?
I'm not known to, but you never know.
Yeah, right. All right, so your favorite movie of all time is what?
I'd probably have to say either Forrest Gump or 300.
Ooh, okay. Okay. All right, so we have five movie quotes for you, and if I play it for you the first time and you're not sure what it is, I can play it for you a second time. You only have 5 seconds to figure it out after I play it that second time, though. If you get three or more correct out of these five, you win. If you do not get three or more correct, you lose, and you get nothing. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right, here we go. Quote number one. Good luck to you.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the Code Red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Classic.
Whew. Oh, shoot, that's a real easy one. I just can't, who was that? I know
it,
the actors.
You can do it, Paul.
Actors.
Listen to it one more time.
One more time. Here we go.
One more time.
Colonel Jessup! Did you order the Code Red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
5 seconds.
I'm going to take a shot here. I'm going to say A Few Good Men.
There you go. On the board with one, Paul. Right.
It's such an iconic scene, but the name of the movie can...
It escapes you, right? Yeah. You're like, that's Tom Cruise and it's Jack Nicholson. I mean, it's obvious who the actors are, but... The movie, there wasn't a sequel or anything. How are you supposed to keep up?
It wasn't Jack Nicholas.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Did I say Jack Nicholas?
Yeah.
Hell of a golfer.
Hell of an actor, too.
All right, here we go on to number two.
Hey, boys, look what I got here. Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, man. I got no clue.
One more time.
Hey, boys, look what I got here. Hey, where are the white women at?
5 seconds.
I'm going to say Driving Miss Daisy.
Can we just get the tickets for that?
No. Blazing Saddles, man.
A movie that could not be made today.
No.
One of my all-time favorites. Mel Brooks is
man,
a genius.
If that would have been Driving Miss Daisy. All right, wow. Here we go on to number three.
Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
Right. What do you think?
Sometimes he just sees math problems on the balls. He just solves them, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting. Yeah. One of, I mean, it just became an iconic line from a movie that may be one of the dumbest lines ever written.
Really?
I mean, truly. Do you like apples? How do you like dem apples?
I imagine that's
shut up, Matt Damon.
I imagine that's the one line that Ben Affleck wrote on that script. You know they won Oscars for that movie.
Yeah.
For that line.
Yeah. That was before Ben Affleck actually became talented.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Took him a while. Took him a J-Lo or two.
Post Argo, you know, he's really come into his own. Though the Batman franchise.
Left a little to be desired. All right, so you have two, one more correct, and you're gonna be our winner. You can win it outright here.
God, look how much is here. This is not recreational, Rich. This is a career. This man needs some help, you know that? If he's not careful, he's going to wake up one morning dead. I watch 2020. I know the statistics. I read. What?
Larry Lomax is dead.
Why do these things always happen to me?
No clue. I'm going to take a guess, though, and say Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange is incorrect. That was Weekend at Bernie's.
Tough one. Tough one. Yeah. Cult classic, but hard to get.
Fifth and final one for the win. Here we go.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I'm guessing by your laugh that you know that one for the win.
Actually tied with one of my all-time favorite movies. Probably the best trilogy. Second one was hands down the best one.
All right, come on.
Matrix.
There you go.
When he's opining about a fantastic Keanu Reeves trilogy,
no,
sons of bitches.
Sylvia's right to hurry that along. Yeah,
no, Paul.
Thanks for your thoughts on the entire trilogy of the Matrix.
Don't listen to these clowns.
Congratulations, Paul.
Damn good performance.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Boy, we got a good one today for the Redneck Report. Thank you for joining us here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. The first story comes to us from the great state of Florida, because of course it does. A man got arrested for standing in the middle of a parking lot yelling obscenities at cars.
What kind of obscenities was he yelling?
The sheriff approached, and the 59-year-old David Hill started to get into a verbal altercation with the cop.
Okay.
So, "F you, you son of a bitch!" And he yelled that repeatedly. He'd already been arrested multiple times for trespassing at this very same location. At the jail, he took off his shoe and threw it at the sheriff's back, causing no injuries.
Like, they wear bulletproof vests.
A shoe is not going to hurt anyone.
Yeah, unless you're in an Austin Powers movie. What do you think? You think maybe that he has some history with these cars that he was yelling obscenities at? That maybe old Chevy Impala ran away with his girl and he's never been able to get over it.
Of course it was a Chevy Impala.
Yeah, it was.
So this is a true hold my beer moment, and this comes to us from Wisconsin. Police say bicyclists weaved past the gates blocking access. A bicyclist?
You said a bicyclist.
A bicyclist?
Which I like.
A bicyclist.
Yeah.
It's just a shortcut, man.
Yeah.
I like a bicyclist.
A bicyclist weaved past the gates that were blocking access to a bridge.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And the reason that was blocking access to this bridge is because you know how some bridges go up?
Yeah.
This bridge was going up, and there was a river beneath.
Oh, no. So what happened?
And this woman decided, oh, hell no, I'm making this thing.
She thinks she's going to make the jump?
I'm going to jump it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Surveillance video shot shows that the woman ignored the barrier, the red flashing lights of the bridge in Menasha, Wisconsin, and apparently did not notice that the cranking action was going on to the point where it was a bit too steep for her to get up and make this jump. And so she...
She comes sliding back down?
No. She just disappeared into the gap.
Did they find her?
Yes, they found her.
Is she alive?
Yes. Her and her bike were both pulled out of the river below. She was taken to a hospital where she was treated for some facial injuries, but she is going to be just fine.
Yeah, video's up on DavidMahoney.com.
Oh, there's a video.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. It was caught on tape.
Yeah, the whole thing filmed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
DavidMahoney.com. All right.
Like I said, hold my beer, man. Police in Portland, Oregon say that they are conducting a narcotics investigation when they spotted a suspect's vehicle at a Jack in the Box fast food restaurant. After pulling into the parking lot, the suspect tried to flee and immediately plowed into a cop car holding a canine. Damn it. Torin Paul Flom, 25, was taken into custody when police said that they found 458 grams of MDMA, just over a pound, in his car that was crashed into the police cruiser.
It's a lot of MDMA.
They also found an additional 115 grams of the drug at his house. In total, police say that the haul amounted to 2,865 pills worth about $45,000.
You know how many tacos you could buy at a Jack in the Box drive-thru for $45,000?
Right?
You know how many?
No, I don't.
90,000.
90,000. Maybe he was just there doing a trade.
I mean, I applaud Jack in the Box in 2018 that the fact that they still will only sell us those tacos for 99 cents, two tacos for 99 cents, when everything else is going up, Jack in the Box's two tacos for a dollar has stayed true.
A 24-year-old man was arrested Wednesday night after calling 911 to find out if there were any active warrants for his arrest.
Oh, that's responsible.
I'm not mad at this.
Yeah.
I mean, a little mad at this, but they shouldn't arrest him, right?
About 10:01 p.m., police responded after he called 911 to inquire, "Hey, man, is there any warrants out?" After admitting he knew the difference between an emergency and a non-emergency, he was issued a misdemeanor summons. So, I don't know, man. Like, I think that, you know, you... Calling 911 is probably the wrong move.
But at least he wants to check.
Yeah, he just wanted to check and like give the guy a ticket.
Maybe I am a criminal, so that makes it an emergency. I need to find out if there's a warrant.
Right.
Thus making it an emergency.
It's an emergency if I'm on the lam right now and there's a warrant out for my arrest.
It's an emergency for me. So did they say no, but you do now?
pretty much. And last but not least in today's Redneck Report, a couple of people in Florida were mortified when all of a sudden they saw a man the other day by the name of John Matthews, 41, becoming aggressive towards another man and trying to fight him on the 4th of July.
Oh, no.
Witnesses say that Matthew was swinging his metal boat anchor around in the air and cursing loudly towards the individuals on the beach.
Oh, hell yeah.
If you can imagine anything more terrifying than an angry dude swinging an anchor. He's accused of walking aggressively towards other males on the beach and attempting to engage in physical altercations. Matthews smelled a bit of booze. He said he'd only had two shots of Malibu rum.
Malibu
rum.
And when investigators questioned him, Matthew started crying.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I thought this guy was like the most badass dude ever swinging around.
Give me that Malibu rum.
I was drinking two shots of Malibu rum. What do you want, a sorority sister? I was thinking this dude was badass like Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. Yeah. He hit somebody with an anchor. Get over here. But no, he turns into Stacy from the Valley.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So maybe you're getting put under for surgery. Maybe you just took some medication and something weird, something funny happened to you or a family member. Text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney or 702-791-1075. Sean on Twitter said, called my second wife by my first wife's name and asked for my long dead childhood dog while coming out of knee surgery.
Oh, man.
Nurse immediately said, he's on a lot of drugs right now. Second wife said, yeah, he has to be. That chick was a straight bitch and so was the dog.
Don't talk about a man's dead dog like that. You'd be his soon-to-be next ex-wife.
And then he added, she still gives me crap about it. And that was 15 years ago.
Wow.
See, we don't let go.
She'll be saying like, so, is the weed so good that you're going to call me Peggy again?
Do you, like, that's one of the things that I fear. Like, I don't want to go under anesthesia because I feel like I'm going to say some crazy stuff that you don't mean to say.
So my buddy Curtis was getting put under, and he was some regular surgery. I don't even remember what it was, but his mom was in the room, so it wasn't anything serious. But as he was starting to go under, he looked at the doctor and went, hey, man, you got any cocaine? And his mom is like, he doesn't mean that.
And the doctor goes, yeah, one more. Yeah.
Take a bump, buddy. Zenny said, infomercials. While in the hospital's been damned. I was in the hospital waiting for back surgery under pain medications, and I ordered the Beach Body Workout DVDs.
Hell yeah.
They came. I never used them because I was in a back brace for several months.
Oh, my God.
That's how they get you.
Melissa, also on Facebook, said, I work in a dental office, and we were sedating my sister for wisdom teeth, and she kept saying that she wanted to listen to death metal music and to call her Harry Sherry.
Harry Sherry?
I don't know why.
Oh. That sounds like a dirty name.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Call me Harry Sherry.
Harry Sherry.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Have you ever taken medication and it didn't agree with you so well? Maybe you were involved in a surgery and so you're getting put under or you're coming back. As I was getting my wisdom teeth taken out, I distinctly remember waking up as they're like ping, 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 pounding
like
away.
In the middle of it?
Yeah, and the doctor going, put it back under. Well, our mutual friend Matt Brown recently got his wisdom teeth taken out and he doesn't remember it at all. But at one point during the surgery, he woke up and he took a selfie with the dentist. And so there's this picture of him, like his face is just all droopy and he's like, and the dentist is standing behind him with his arms raised up in the air. So he woke up and he's like, hold on, let me get a selfie with you. Mid-surgery.
He's not a selfie guy.
Not a selfie guy either.
But it's amazing what anesthesia will make you do. Text us in on the Centennial Toyota text line at 73100. This one's crazy. When I was 20 and my now husband was 21, one of our friends offered us a pill that was, quote unquote, like taking three Vicodin. We each accepted the offer and paid him $10 for each pill. We took the pill around 5 p.m. and the next 12 hours was filled with an incredible amount of naked sweating and crawling from the bedroom floor to the bathroom to puke at least a dozen times. We aren't religious, but we were praying all night long. We thought we were dying. Came to find out after the fact that it was actually a morphine pill.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Worst $10 ever.
$30.
My nephew called his mom after his wisdom teeth were pulled out. And when I got on the phone to say hi, he told me I had a sexy voice and he asked me if I could be his girlfriend. I'm his aunt.
I would like to hear her voice.
This one said, God, I hope my sister isn't listening. She's a day one fan. She got her wisdom teeth pulled, and when she was done, she was crying hysterically because she wanted to get a puppy. She kept saying, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to get a puppy. And was crying. It was the best day ever for me.
Did she get a puppy?
I don't think she got the puppy.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So sad. Get that woman a puppy. I feel like when you come out of surgery, you should be inundated with puppies.
If there was just a bunch of puppies licking you?
Yeah,
your mind would explode.
Yes, you're just... Puppies having a good time. Nah,
see, that's peaking, man. Like, you come out, you're still feeling good, you're on the morphine, and there's puppies licking you. You're like, this is it. This is
no,
as good
you
as
have
good.
Like puppies all
Put
over
me
you.
Back in surgery. I just want to die on the table now.
Yeah, puppies all over you, and then you get tacos. Oh, the best.
When Dave exploded my gallbladder 10 years ago, right around this time, 10
saved
years ago.
Your life, yep.
I did not save my life, Dave. You ruined it, actually, because now I have an excess of bile that is in my bowel all the time. But so I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But when I was on the operating table, getting ready to, they had already administered some sort of anesthesia because they had to rush me in because I had gangrene in my gallbladder.
That's what I mean, saved your
Almost
life.
Almost died.
Yeah.
No, because you clogged up my gallbladder with a gallstone for knocking it into one of the ducts. But I'm laying there on this metal table. And they have your arms stretched out like a cross.
Yeah.
And probably one of the most horrifying things I've ever said in my entire life, probably the worst thing you could say right before you go into having life-saving surgery, if you believe in religion in any way, shape, or form. I'm laying there, my arms are out, and I look at the doctor and the anesthesiologist who are there getting ready to perform on me. And I think it's, for whatever reason, I think this is going to be the funniest thing ever. And I'm like, man. I feel like Jesus right now. And I'm just like, what are you doing, man? And then I was just out. And the next thing you know, I'm waking up with Dave in the, in the hospital room going, sorry, man.
Hey, man. Sorry about the gallbladder.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Heads up for you, speed trap on Lake Mead and the 95 going north, according to a text that we just got. 702-791-1075. If you want to give us a call, 73100 to shoot us a text. What is something that has happened to you while you were on medication? Maybe you're getting put under for a surgery. Maybe it was the old root canal. Maybe it was the wisdom teeth. Maybe you were just on some sort of medicine and you did something that you're not so proud of. This one said, I was getting a root canal, and before I was put under, I told my mom, if I wake up with my pants off, we're not paying.
I don't know if that's a guy or a girl. Which is worse?
Either way, I think it's a pretty good observation.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Like if that happens.
Hey, mom, if I wake up and my pants are off, we're not paying for this crap.
Yeah.
Riker said, can't remember much, but I remember being high as a kite and saying all sorts of weird stuff when I woke up from getting my wisdom teeth taken out. If you remember like the David after dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Just a classic internet video.
I want to hire. That's why I'm afraid that like family and friends, I don't want picking me up from situations like that. Like I want a complete stranger who, you know, if you say some crazy stuff, they might put it on the internet, but chances are probably not going to get seen.
Right.
I just don't want, because like you say some of that stuff, your wife never forgets. 15 no. years later, a couple of these calls and texts that we got that they remember to this day still.
No, they'll hold on to it.
TJ said, when you say medication, are we including a couple of Lortabs and washed down by 3 to 10 beers? Because I recall doing some unusual things on that particular medicinal schedule.
Lortabs.
Yeah.
Are phenomenal when you are in the hospital. You feel nothing.
Yeah.
You just feel like you are melting into a bed.
And one final one here. This one from Eric. It's wonderful. I had a vasectomy a couple of years ago, and when I came home, I was a little high on meds. I decided to take pictures of my freshly cut nuts and send a group text message to my friends and family to share my experience.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, so I got a question for all of you guys in the studio. Which cult classic movie that everybody loves, but you guys do not like at all. For example, I'm not a fan of Grease at all. I think that movie is just dumb. That's just me. But which movie do you guys dislike that everybody likes?
Message deleted.
I won't limit it to just a single movie. I'll say all of the movies by this particular director that people go nuts over.
Mm-hmm.
Quentin Tarantino sucks.
You son of a bitch.
Don't like any of his garbage.
You know I like Tarantino?
Well, of course you do. Most people do. I don't like any of the movies that he puts out.
Why not a single one of them.
I don't know.
I always thought that he had like really good like graphics and just like the overall like vibe of the film.
You like him because he has a good graphics and overall vibe?
That's why
I don't like Quentin Tarantino. Because nobody can say why they like Quentin Tarantino.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
It's grungy.
It's good storytelling. It's pulp.
Stupid.
He's a pulp style director. I don't like it.
Pulp Fiction's still
a fantastic movie.
Not my speed.
I loved The Hateful Eight, which I think it's beautifully shot. You know, I think if you are a film geek, you will appreciate what he does with his movies.
And since you're such a film geek.
Dave, I took several cinema classes in community college.
Did you?
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
All right, so what's a cult classic that everyone loves that you don't?
Jaws. Hate Jaws. Don't like it.
Why?
Man.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Because it freaks me out, man. I can't go in the ocean.
You out.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fine movie, but it's just like.
Anything for you, Sylvia?
No, because I'm not really like that huge into movies anyway. So like,
you
I
don't
can't,
like movies. Got it.
Well, I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
Ian?
You know, I'm going to have to say the Harry Potter movies or the Lord of the Rings. Films.
Oh wow, those are big franchises.
They are just I can't get through them. I respect the filming and they're beautifully shot, but they're just so boring.
I'm going back. At the time, I loved them, but going back in retrospect, the Lord of the Rings films, I'm not a fan.
It's
of.
It's like an ambient for me.
In watching them again, you know. So for me, I'm with you. I think that at the time they were good, but like they don't hold up. That is a movie franchise that does not hold up over time because the graphics look awful. You know, it's just you need more practical effects and the storytelling could have been better.
You know what? I lied. Twilight.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, when you guys are talking about fighting other radio stations, how come you left Sylvia out of the fight? You afraid you're going to kill someone with the big-ass feet? Yeah! Sylvia, better hide. You can kick the guy's head off. And also, I heard, you know, you said Mahoney would sit on a guy and give him kisses. I kind of want to fight Mahoney now. Yeah! I'll fight my underwear. Ow!
Message deleted.
I love that guy. Every time he calls, he kills me, man.
I'm pretty sure that the other shows know better than to wrangle us with a kickboxing match because Sylvia would just go hand.
Just crush him.
Yeah.
The soul crusher.
Yeah. I'll fight my underwear. Ow.
Message deleted.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, you're such a bitch.
What?
This is Stacy from the Valley, and I just wanted to call and tell you that I don't even drink Malibu, okay? When I go drinking with my friends, I drink schnapsies.
Message deleted.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, Sylvia, let's say that you are in a relationship and you and your significant other have great relations.
Yeah.
What's something that you would choose above getting it on?
Shopping.
Okay. All right. Quick answer.
I know exactly.
That's an easy one.
There was a new survey that was done, and there is a list of things, a couple of things that give women significantly more pleasure than getting it on. And the two top ranked things, shopping and traveling.
Traveling?
Not the actual act of traveling, but let's go to this cool destination and take a bunch of Instagram videos.
It's all for the gram.
Is eating on there?
No,
my number one.
Yeah.
I think we all know that though.
I would say that'd be like my second. Instead of like traveling, I don't like planes, eating.
If I'm a single guy,
okay.
And I am perusing eHarmony or Tinder or one of these
Grindr, you know, whatever night of the week it is.
Old people meet.com.
Farmers only.
Yes, all of those.
City folks just don't understand.
If you have like live, love, life and travel, and you, all you talk about is travel. You are not. I feel like it's just
not
become so cliche. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, in the past few years, I've become more amenable to going out and traveling with my girlfriend or my fiance and things of that nature. You'd
never left the country before last year, right?
No, and neither had she. Really, I think she'd gone to like Canada, maybe like Tijuana. Like, yeah. What are you doing in Tijuana?
What
are you doing in Tijuana when you're like,
don't worry about it.
Get out of here with it. But I just feel like it's just so cliche. Like every Instagram handle, every Twitter, it's like, oh, I love to travel, and here's my travel blog. And just shut up. Your life's not that interesting. You're over there taking pictures.
Like, you went to Denver, bitch.
Yes. The only thing interesting about Denver is the airport. Legitimately, look into the Denver airport. It is freaky. It is freaky.
It is nuts,
the stories about the Denver airport.
Oh.
It's also nuts that the Denver airport is like an hour away from downtown Denver.
Yeah.
You know why that is?
Why?
Because supposedly the mayor's family at the time owned that plot of land that's like an hour away from downtown Denver, and they sold it to the city.
Makes sense, though.
Nah, it sucks.
Well,
I love how our airport is right here.
No, I mean, I don't ever do anything in Denver. It's always just a layover city for me.
So that's fine for you.
Yeah, I've never gone outside that.
So you have to do all sorts of stuff in Denver, but it's always like a quick weekend trip, and an hour and a half of it is spent in some dumb Uber driving back and forth to downtown Denver. It sucks.
Suck it, Denver.
But look into the Denver area.
Yeah, it is crazy stuff.
Ian, as a man,
yes.
Is there anything that you would choose over really good relations with your lady?
There is so much I would choose.
Really?
A great film. Really?
You'd rather watch a great film?
Yeah, sometimes. Man, I'm getting old. I've had so much sex in my
life.
I'm
just like,
what?
Oh my God.
What? I'm getting sick of it. What? You're over there with your Tommy Bahama shirt, like reinventing yourself. I'm at that point where, man, I've had so much sex. It's like, man.
You've had so much sex that you're
done?
I'm not done.
Somebody who has had so much sex does not say they've had so much sex.
I've had a lot of sex in my life, and a good movie, like a new restaurant, maybe, also.
Right,
why are you guys laughing at that? I'm being honest, really. I have turned down sex for a lot of things.
What's the last thing that you turned down sex for?
I think going to the bar.
Go to the bar?
Yeah, I think going to the bar.
For me, it was going to the bar.
What?
Isn't the purpose of going to the bar just to try to get laid?
No, because the person who wanted to was already there, and I was like, let's just go to the bar instead.
What do you mean,
like,
no?
No, it's not
when you're a single guy?
No, not necessarily. Do people still go to bars to try to get laid?
I saw a dude the other day who was so thirsty.
No, I mean, there's definitely thirsty people there, but do people still go? No, I mean, I think you
meet
pre-arrange it on Tinder or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, that's, you meet them at the bar.
Yeah. Sure, but I get it. Like,
I would go to, like, IKEA now. Like, no, really.
All right, man.
I
like,
would.
You're slipping. Like, going to the bar, watching the game, turning down set.
What about you?
Sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Yeah, for sure. All the time. Because we wake up so early, and it's kind of like, it's 9:45. If we start this, it's not going to be over till 9:48.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, so a couple of things here. 15 northbound near Craig, there's cops all over the place. They have like 6 cars pulled over right now. There's motorcycle cops all over, too. So just, you know, slow down if you're in the area. Don't get a ticket.
Yeah.
15 northbound near Cheyenne.
We don't want our listeners getting tickets. Not on a Wednesday.
Let Chet Buchanan's listeners get tickets.
Yeah, everybody else besides our smart, good-looking, fantastic listeners get tickets.
Something else worth noting is that it is 8:23 a.m. on a Wednesday.
It is.
And Mahoney is currently shopping in the studio for more Tommy Bahama shirts.
Dave, it's the summer of Bahama, day number 2. And if I'm going to be wearing Tommy Bahama shirts all summer long, I'm going to need to outfit my wardrobe, sir. And, you know, a fact, I ordered 2 more yesterday and brings my total up to around 9 or 10 shirts.
Oh, my God.
9 or 10 shirts, and they're like $150
a piece. I'm looking at, like, Macy's is having a sale right now. This one's $75.
Okay.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's a nice hibiscus print.
But, I mean, you're going to drop at least $1,000 on Tommy Bahama shirts.
That's beauty in not having kids.
and then one final thing is we got a text message from a young lady who is kind of going through a rough time, and she and her boyfriend, long-term boyfriend, 3 years broke up.
Oh, no, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Unless he was a dick.
Yeah, but everyone's been through it. Even if they are not the best for you. Some like you know the process of breaking up, and everything reminds you of them, and you find their stuff around, and it's sad.
And you realize you wasted 3 years of your life on that person.
Yeah, you could have been
doing so much more,
doing all kinds of other things.
Like what?
I don't know, man.
Things?
Things. Okay. All sorts
activities.
Of different things. Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of different activities.
Yeah, plenty of space in this room. A lot of activities.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we figured that this would be a good time to bring back one of our favorites, Mahoney.
Dave, this has been one of the things that has gotten us through the hard times here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Going on, I mean, even before, it predates the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. So this goes back, you know, almost close to 13 years right now.
Yeah.
But we want to introduce it as a new segment, you know, so we're going to put a new spin on an old idea.
Yeah. So anytime that you're going through a rough time and you need some help from the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, you can just hit us up. Specifically, if it's on Wednesdays, it works best because then it gives us our alliteration of Whisper Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. You know, we don't do anything that doesn't have alliteration.
That's right.
So without further ado, this young lady, did she leave her name?
Miranda is her name.
It's not her real name.
Well, that's what she put. I don't know.
She's Sex in the City.
That's her name. Man.
Is she running for governor of New York?
Miranda's a nice name.
It's a pretty common name.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I've never met a single Miranda out in the wild.
We're trying to make her feel better. Don't bang
You're
on her name.
You're making it worse.
That's not her real name.
Why would she make up a name?
Why her boyfriend dumped her, because she thinks that she doesn't exist.
Name. Here's my wife, Miranda.
It's a fine name.
No. That's a really pretty name.
It's a pretty name.
I guarantee you there's not a single woman listening right now whose name is Miranda that can prove it.
What do you mean prove it?
Send us your ID.
No.
Mahoney's going to start stalking you. Don't do it. Anyway, real name Miranda. This is for you to make you feel better on a Whisper Wednesday. It's some sweet, sweet sax.
Best composition that has ever graced.
Oh, here it comes again.
Oh my God.
The tune of a saxophone. I mean, just so beautiful. And how could you be in a bad mood while listening to George Michael and Careless Whisper?
No, I didn't think I would feel this way.
Oh, is there a fuzzy feeling in your tummy?
Yeah.
Because I've got that. I also ate a lot of fried rice last night.
Oh boy.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We are just getting a word. I can't do this.
It's top stories.
So I don't know if you watched and or cared about the World Series of Poker, but it's now done here in Las Vegas. And we're talking about that guy, John Sin, who won himself the main event, $8.8 million.
Insane.
Yeah, fought through the second largest field of all time in order to take it all down. And that wrapped up a few days ago, but last night there was the very last event of the World Series of Poker. So they had the closer, which comes after it, which is a smaller buy-in event. But then they have the one drop, which happens, which is $1 million buy-in.
Unreal.
It costs $1 million to buy in. 27 people all showed up with $1 million to buy into this event.
Who ended up walking away with the money?
Justin Bonomo, who now is the all-time most winning poker player as far as tournament wins and tournament cashes of all time. So he passed Daniel Negreanu on the all-time.
Wow.
And just to give you an idea of how well Justin Bonomo has been running, he's won $25 million this year.
This year?
This year.
In 2018, which is a little over halfway over. That breaks down to $87.49 every minute, $5,249 every hour.
Woo!
$125,987 every single day. Almost $126,000 every single day in 2018 with how well he is running. He won the one drop last night, walked away with $10 million.
I mean, that is an obscene amount of money that he is walking away with.
He also won the Super High Roller Bowl. If you recall that one, that's a $300,000 buy-in. He has had a phenomenal 2018.
I mean, even if you take away that $10 million, you still want another $15 million playing poker, which is about double what the main event winner is walking away with.
Yeah, I mean, the main event winner,
he's walking away
a big score. I mean, 8.8. But I mean, still, the fact that, the main event winner wins 8.8, and you're like, that's unbelievable how much money. And then this guy shows up and wins $10 million a couple of days later.
Let me ask you this. You know, you're heavily involved in the poker world and do a little bit of poker commentary here and there.
Yep.
Do you think that we are going to see the days like we used to have with Poker Stars? And do you think that we're going to see online poker become legal in more and more states?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
How far off do you think we are from
that? I think
that?
We're still a couple of years off from that. I mean, so here in Nevada, we can play like on WSOP.com. Yeah. And we started to merge with other states around the country where it's legal, like in Jersey and in Delaware.
But the pool is so much smaller than it used to be.
It's much smaller because you used to be able to play against people around the world. Right?
Yeah.
And so it was enormous. But with all of these states with sports betting, because I think that's the real catalyst, right? So they're legalizing sports betting, and they're also going to start to, they're going to go, well, why would we not just legalize poker as well?
Yeah.
If we're legalizing sports betting, like, why then? Poker's
what's the difference?
Already kind of a proven concept. Yeah. And there's lots of companies that are very successful overseas that are doing this, that, you know, like Poker Stars is still really big overseas.
Yeah.
888 Poker is enormous overseas, Party Poker. And so there's already companies that are operating on the up and up that are able to come into the States whenever it's finally regulated. I just think we're a couple of years out.
Okay. I think it's a good thing for the country. I mean, and the thing is, it's just so hypocritical when you go to, like, you know, Missouri or South Carolina or California or any of these states that, like, don't have gambling, but then you can go on to an Indian reservation and you're playing there, or you go onto a riverboat or or my favorite thing is the boats and moats, which here's just a casino that's kind of near a river.
Yeah.
It's like there's a river 2 miles away, but no. This is considered a riverboat. So I think the more gambling we see across the states, especially with poker, I think the bigger we will see it here in Las Vegas. I would like to see the poker rooms make a comeback because I think poker is good for this city.
It's fun too, man. Yeah. I just love playing poker. And there's a lot to be said about being able to go down to the strip and play in a great poker room. Also,
totally.
A lot to be said about being able to sit at your home on a Sunday in your underwear and play in a $2 tournament on Full Tilt while you're watching football. That's awesome.
I just want more donks, man.
More what?
More donks.
Donks?
Yeah.
Donks. Oh, donks.
There's a K.
Bad poker players is what he's referring to.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I just want, you know, bring them back. You know, the guys who are living in Iowa. Who
cover you in donks.
Yes.
Slap you right in the face with a donk. Yeah.
I'll take all their money.
So many donks.
Take all their money.
Donks everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So Tyrese is back on social media, and boy, this guy's a real gem. So now he is admitting that feuding with The Rock was probably the wrong decision because The Rock is very charismatic and one of the most popular film stars, just one of the most popular individuals in all of entertainment, whereas Tyrese kind of sucks.
Everything about going at The Rock publicly, just everything. I found myself being the messenger on behalf of various people associated to the franchise, but stupid me was the only one that went public about those feelings, which is my own fault. You know, I don't really recall anything that he either said directly or subliminally that was ever as big of a deal as the way I was going at him.
Shut up.
Let's keep in mind that Tyrese also took to social media to try to convince his ex to let him hang out with his daughter more because him and his ex going through this big custody battle.
Which is heartbreaking, but don't put that on social media, man. Especially with you blubbering.
You're crying on social media is not going to make it better. If you missed the audio of Tyrese sobbing to his ex, trying to get more time with his daughter, we have it for you.
Don't take my baby, please. Don't take my baby. This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay? I've been away from my baby for 2 months. I just want my baby. I'm at $13,000 a month. What more do you want from me? Oh, my God. My Shayla. And ain't nobody showing up for me. I got all these millionaire friends. I got billionaire friends. I've been there for you. Why nobody's there for me? Oh, he's got the ugly cry face. You mother right. I look ugly when I cry because I'm crying for my baby. And if they doing this to me, if they taking my baby, or because she wakes up and decides on September 11th, this is what I feel like saying about Tyrese. Nobody wants to hire me, Norma. Congratulations!
Please tell me we have the remix.
Well, we do have the remix exclusive to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Go ahead, Ian.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
I want my baby back.
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 My baby.
Ribs.
They take take him out, baby. I want my baby. Back, baby, back, baby, back. I want my baby. Back, baby, back. I want my baby. Back, baby, back, baby, back. I want my baby. Back, baby, back, baby, back. I look ugly when I cry because I'm crying for my
baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
So here we go. A very special engagement edition of Lazy Bones Mahomes. Mahoney's lovely fiance sent me some details about how they got engaged. As you know, they went on a Disney cruise, which is one of their favorite vacation activities.
One of our favorite things to do.
And at the beginning of the Disney cruise, you popped the question.
I did. You know, it was a long cruise. It was the longest one we've ever gone on. You know, saved up for a long time to go on an 11-night cruise and really wanted to make it special because it was... You know, it's 11-night cruise, so it could kind of double as a honeymoon, possibly.
Good thinking. Oh, so, how long had you been planning to propose to her on this cruise?
I'd known, you know, since we'd booked the cruise the year before.
Pretty good likelihood.
And then I'd say probably, you know, a month or two out, I started working on the ring with my buddy Benny over at the jewelers. And
he's awesome.
Yeah, you know. And he knocked it out of the park and kept it really quiet. The only person I had to tell was Bossy Rossi, because I didn't even tell you, Dave. And
you didn't,
you're one of my dearest, closest friends. And Ian was actually, I was going to pick up the ring. I had to lie to Ian that day, and I was afraid to spill the beans on anything. I didn't tell my mom. You know, I actually had to go to the bank, and, you know, when I was going to pay for the ring, I had to go get, like, a cashier's check so that my mom wouldn't see.
Like a big transaction for the jewelers.
Well, she saw the big transaction.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, did you make a big purchase while you were on that cruise? But, you know, I've been planning out for a long time, and, you know, the first night of the cruise, I ended up giving her the ring.
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, you mentioned that your mom noticed that there was a large purchase.
Yes.
And it's because your mom still has access to your bank account.
Yes.
Okay.
If I die, I don't want to have to go through the courts and all the whatever. They just get direct access to all of my money. All $5 of it that's left.
So Melissa is joining us from Henderson. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You've been listening for a while. You have a pretty good grasp on just how fantastically lazy Mahoney is?
Yes.
All right. Well, if you're able to figure out which one of these three facts has a sprinkling of untruth to it, you get set up with some tickets to go see Jimmy Eat World September 13th over at Brooklyn Bowl. So I'm going to read you three facts, and feel free to talk through each one as we get through each fact. And then, again, only one of them has even a hint of untruth to it.
You can ask me about any of these, and I will certainly give you an answer.
Okay.
One quick question before we get started. Are you engaged or married?
I am not.
You're not. Okay. So maybe you don't have the firsthand experience of how an engagement traditionally goes down, but I would say none of these things would be traditionally how an engagement goes down.
Am I a traditional guy? No, I'm not. So that's I take that as a compliment. Thank you.
You bet. All three of these are directly from Mahoney's new fiance. It's called Lazy Bones Mahone's Engagement Edition. She started off by saying, as many of you are aware, Mahoney and I got engaged a few weeks ago on our most recent Disney cruise. And while I could not be more excited to marry him, in true Mahoney fashion, he did indeed propose in the laziest way possible. Fact number one, Melissa. Mahoney did not get down on one knee to propose. In fact, he did not even get out of bed. Nor did he actually even present the ring to me. He had me get the ring out of his backpack while he laid on our stateroom bed.
So, one of the reasons why I did not get up and get down on one knee is, one, I have bad knees. Number two, while I was laying in bed, she doesn't fail to mention here is that I was editing vacation photos for us from the first day. And one of the big things that I really wanted to convey on this trip and during the engagement is I didn't want her to see this coming whatsoever.
Right.
Like, I wanted it to be a complete and total surprise.
So if you were at some fancy dinner and all of a sudden the waiter came over, like, she would have put two and two together.
Garbage like that. No, none of that. Like, we had been talking about doing this and going to get the ring, but I had been putting on a show of right. like, you know, after the cruise is done, you know, once we get back and get settled in, we could start maybe looking around at rings and the stuff that you might like.
And it worked.
Yeah.
She was duped. Yeah.
No clue. And so one of the moves I had done is.
So
I
even
had,
in the very moment itself, instead of getting out of bed and getting the ring and getting
I wanted
it
to be a complete total surprise.
Well.
And that's why I said, hey, you know, can you grab me my hard drive? It's in my backpack in the certain pouch and there. And then when she went in there to get it, it wasn't a hard drive. In fact, it was a ring.
Okay. Aww. Melissa, does that sound accurate to you?
That, oh, man. You started off really, really strong there without going down on a knee. But listening to the rest of the story, it is very cute. I don't know, it being the first day, if it was really planned that way. I'm going to say that sounds true.
Okay. All right. Let's continue on here. On to fact number two. You don't have to make a final decision until we get through all three. Fact number two about Mahoney's engagement. Mahoney did not actually ask me to marry him until I made him. After I opened the ring box and we stared at each other for several minutes, me in shock, him and what I can only assume to be Tare, I finally asked him, is there something you want to ask me? His response was, so, you want to get married?
I mean, that's pretty spot on for how that particular instance. You know, I was so, I would say, in shock as well for the moment. You know, I was having a moment.
It's a lot
to
take in.
I was very emotional.
Were you crying?
I didn't cry, but I was, you know,
did you
tearing
well
up? I was tearing
you
up.
Welled
you know,
up
I'm very,
little? Yeah.
You know, because this is a moment that, you know, we've been together for a long time. So there's very little that gets me emotional or anything to feel anything really, but this was one of those moments where it's like I knew this was what you know I wanted, what she wanted. This was going to make her happy,
and it only took you 7 years to get over the hump.
And
so,
I was
yeah.
like my poor bank account. And so you know I was showing that to her, and that's why you know I was kind of quiet in that particular instance.
Melissa, does that sound accurate?
I think that giving her time to process the information is a good move, but not necessarily asking her definitely sounds a little lazy. So it does sound pretty accurate.
I got around to it. After she forced you.
She
didn't force me to do it. What? Here's just a giant ring. Like, what does that have?
Oh,
like,
she had
words
to make the
don't
conclusion.
Even need to be said. Okay. There is just
you're
an
still
implication.
Trying to. You're still trying to surprise her. I get
yes.
it. Yeah, no, it's fine.
Wow, he just really wants to surprise her.
Third and final fact. Mahoney didn't ask my dad for permission or get his blessing ahead of time or let his parents know what was happening. Instead, right before he had me get the ring out of the backpack, he shot them a quick email as a general heads up.
There's a lot of planning that goes involved into a trip, especially when you're going to be gone for several weeks, which we were. And it's one of the things I didn't want to spoil it because she talks to her dad every night. My mom is so excited for this, you know, and one of the reasons why I avoided the bank as well is because I could see her, you know, if she couldn't get a hold of me, asking my girlfriend or being on a group text and possibly tipping us off. Thus, I wanted to give them a heads up because, you know, they're family and I wanted them to know that, you know, this is what was going to happen so they could share in the joy of it while we were on our cruise.
All right. So there are three facts. Only one of them has a sprinkling of untruth to it. It is your job, Melissa, to figure it out. If you get it right, Jimmy Eat World tickets are yours. If you get it wrong, you lose and you get nothing. What is your guess?
Okay. I'm going to guess the third one, sending an email right before, seems a little less lazy. I think that gives you a little more initiative. Well, I'm going to go with number three.
Wow.
That is correct.
Wow. Now, the reason I did not send an email, and the reason I stand by this, and this is my stance when it comes to marriage.
All right.
I will not ask somebody else's parent for permission if I do not plan on following their guidance if they say no, because it's just a bunch of pomp and circumstance that doesn't mean anything.
It's a show of respect. We've argued about this before.
It's a show of respect.
It's not a show of respect.
Sure it is. If you know what a show of respect is? If they say no and then you don't do it.
Right.
That's a show of respect. If they say, you know, if I'm not going to follow what you say, then I'm not going to do it. So that is why I did not send an email or give my mom or her dad a heads up before we did. We've been living together for 5 years. They knew what was coming.
In anticipation of you getting it correct, the fiance said, you are correct. He told his mom because she has access to his bank account and saw the money was missing. And I told my dad after we got back. Congratulations to you, Melissa. September 13th, Jimmy Eat World at Brooklyn Bowl. You're going for free. Enjoy the show. And thank you for being with us for this installment of Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I still get phone books, and I don't know what the hell to do with them. I need some, like, Martha Stewart, like, how can I repurpose these things? Because I feel bad kind of throwing them away, but, my God, what am I supposed to do with these?
Message deleted.
Directly into the recycle bin every single time.
Or you can just go on Pinterest.
What do you mean?
I'm pretty sure that there's, like, do-it-yourself projects on Pinterest on...
For how to, like, do stuff with phone books?
There has to be.
Stop. I feel like somebody just comes by my house and litters every time that they drop off a phone book. Stop it.
A phone book for just those special occasions when you need to beat somebody without leaving bruises. You got to get the information out of you somehow.
Yeah. No, it supposedly does not leave a bruise if you hit somebody with a phone book. I tried it on my brother a couple of times.
Did it ever work?
I didn't really follow up.
Just smacked him? Yeah. And that's
about
it?
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I'm walking my dog here today, and I'm just trying to get home, minding my own business. And here comes, you know, a rather good-looking girl wearing tight clothes, and she's going for a walk. I'm walking, and she stops, and I look at her. She looks at me. I have a 70-pound lab, and she has a 15-pound little pug dog, or whatever you want to call it. So we latch eyes onto each other, and we get close, and then my lab begins to go after her dog. His paw begins to touch the other dog, and the nose goes off the other dog's butt. Then my dog tries to dry hump the other dog, and it's a mess. And then after that, and my rope goes around her leg, she falls right on her face. So my question is, has a dog ever ruined your day quite like that? Thank you.
Message deleted.
No, not quite like that. But, I mean, I've had a lot of encounters with different dogs over the years that have been dramatic. Like we had this, and Ian, you can appreciate this. We had a dog that we adopted one time that was nuts. She's a pure white German Shepherd named Crystal. And I don't know what happened to her before we adopted her, but we adopted her when she was probably like 3 or so. And she was a whack job, man. Our other dog, awesome dog, named Sarah. She's a half German Shepherd, half Rottweiler. Super smart. But I remember that Crystal one time, my dad had a friend of his over at our house, and Crystal, for whatever reason, just decided, I'm going to bite this son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
And she went to, like, leapt at him to bite him in the ass. And Sarah, being the brilliant dog that she was, intercepted Crystal midair.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then held her on the ground. Yeah.
Save that ass.
Yep. Save that ass.
My favorite dog story is our friend's dog, our buddy Robert, who has this crazy ass poodle, but it's like a big ass poodle.
Oh, God. It's huge.
It's like the size of a horse.
Yeah. It's one of those enormous poodles.
It's a giant head, and it goes nuts whenever people go over to his house. And he was trying to, like, prevent the dog from, you know, getting rowdy with one of us, and it just headbutted him straight in the nuts.
Oh. Yeah. So Robert was, like, holding the dog because it was trying to, like, jump up kind of on people and on the counter and stuff where the food was.
And then
the dog, the leash slipped out of his hand, and it just straight just headbutt our buddy Matt right in the nuts.
It was the most beautiful
so
thing
wonderful.
I've ever seen.
So wonderful.
Why didn't you record it?
We didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Just like when he was like, oh,
no,
God.
No, that is one of those ones that is permanently burned into the memory.
Okay, it's one of those things.
You'll never forget.
One more quick note about Sarah. I did train her that every day because we'd all come home from school and we'd get off the school bus and we'd come down a driveway and it was a relatively long driveway. We were the older kids and so we were faster and everyone would go running down the driveway and we'd all come around the corner to where the house is and Sarah would be sitting on the front porch and I had her trained that when James, one of my younger brothers, would come down the driveway, she would attack. So we would all get down there and get to the house first. And we would just wait, and the show would begin. And she would, and he'd go, no, and turn and run with his little backpack coming off his shoulder. And she would just tear him to the ground. Not actually hurt him, of course, but God, it was so wonderful.
As a woman, Sylvia, I don't know if this is a common misconception, but do you find guys who have dogs to be more attractive?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't think it's a problem.
Is that something that would like
that didn't
a good,
sound very convincing?
A good icebreaker for you, you know? You see a guy with a dog out there, because I feel like too many guys are trying to rely on cute dogs these days. I'm just curious if it works or not.
Big dog or small dog? What's better?
A small dog, like a dachshund.
If the guy's a winter dog, you're attracted to it for some reason.
Okay. I'm like, oh man, I'm just so attracted to this. Wow.
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's a big wiener dog.
Dave, you're hating on the summer of Bahama. Babe, you're hating on the summer of Bahama because you know that you would never look as good as Mahoney. You would look like a tourist. Mahoney, on the other hand, looks like a boss.
Message deleted. Now,
Mahoney looks exactly like a tourist.
Now, they know I'm a local. They know where I'm coming from.
Right.
They know I'm a man who enjoys comfort and style and luxury.
You're going to walk into one of these local businesses and they'll be like, oh, sir, did you lose the strip?
Are you
looking for a rub and tuck place?
No. Don't be mad that I am comfortable in this shirt and comfortable in my own skin. And if anybody wants to go with me, I'm going to go down to
Spring
Prim.
Mountain? Oh.
Prim.
Prim, yeah.
Prim.
Prim, yes. Oh, okay. The outlets down there. They have a Tommy Bahama outlet, so I'm going to go down there today.
God, you're losing.
Peruse the new section.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's Top Stories.
So if you're a big fan of JetBlue, this could be some good news for you. The guy who founded JetBlue has just bought 60 new jets and is going to start up a new airline here in the United States. In the statement, they said the A220 will enable us to serve thinner routes in comfort without compromising cost, especially on longer-range missions. Oh. With delivery starting in 2021, we'll have ample time to assemble a world-class management team and other winning business model items. The A220 deal would be valued at $5.4 billion based on list prices. Those steep discounts are typical for such orders. So 60 new airplanes for this guy who founded JetBlue, starting up basically a new airline.
Are there any rumors as to what the name of this new airline is going to be yet?
Not yet.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Oh, God.
First one, Plain Red.
Plain Red?
Yeah. JetBlue.
JetBlue, Plain Red.
Oh, no, that's cute.
Second one would be, hey, our wheels go up. They don't get stuck all the time.
The airports mentioned in the prospective destinations, according to Airline Weekly, Providence, Orlando, St. Petersburg, Florida, Phoenix, San Diego. So a small one near San Diego, not the main San Diego airport. And then a couple in New York and New Jersey as well. So it sounds like there's some Southwest destinations, which could be good. I love competition. It breeds hopefully better pricing. And from the sound of it, they're not going to have just the typical jet that has everyone kind of crammed in. And it's as small of seats as possible.
I'm willing, especially because it's a fat year for me, I am willing to pay more money for a little bit more room. Like the last couple times I've flown, man, my knees have just been getting, the tray table, the person in front of me leans back, which that's just such, I know it's on the feature, on the seat, but it's just a dick move when you got somebody who's like 6'5 behind you. There's nothing I can do with my knees. There's literally, and so it's just your knees are hurt the whole time.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to pay a bit more of a premium if my knees don't feel like they just went through, like four rounds of football or whatever. Oh. Working out, I don't know.
You don't do.
What hurts knees besides just being fat and walking around for me?
Three new iPhones appear to be on the way as a set of a front side glass panels appeared in leaks yesterday. So the source is saying that these are real. There's the iPhone, the iPhone X, the iPhone X Plus, and they're currently getting into assembly of these over in China and South Korea. But they're saying that new iPhones are definitely on the way, and it looks like there's three different sizes.
Are you interested in iPhone X Plus?
Not even a little bit.
No?
I've never liked the Plus phones anyhow.
Really?
They're just too big.
Because they're bigger, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just generally like with holding a phone with one hand, I've always found with my teeny tiny hands that...
I have teeny tiny hands.
No, I have very... average size hands, like other things.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. Very average size.
I like holding my phone with two hands. Type it with two. Makes me feel
like a plus with one hand.
Sure.
Trying to type with it with just your thumb. Yeah, you can't get across.
Unless you got like some abnormally long, weird thumb.
Yeah.
Which I do not have, or you're double jointed, which aren't you double jointed, Sylvia?
Yeah.
Does your thumb do weird
things?
Is it
just your thumb that does weird stuff, or are you like fully double jointed? Like, are your hips double jointed?
I mean, I used to be super flexible.
You used to be?
I used to be.
And then what?
I mean, I got older. Stopped moving.
It's too bad.
I mean, I could try.
No.
Please do.
No.
You know, We're going to get some hits on Instagram today. I'll tell you that. At David Mahoney. Sylvia's going to find out if her hip is still double jointed.
I can still do the splits.
Yeah, there you go. You used to be able to do splits?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see how far you can get.
No, I can't.
Come on, let's try.
No, I'm
are
in
you
a
wearing,
dress.
Are you in pants? Oh, you're
no,
wearing a dress.
I'm wearing a dress. I couldn't even do
better.
No.
I'm just trying to get hits, man.
No.
Come on.
No, I got to stretch. I got to stretch and everything. Yeah, it's a whole process.
So, according to Twitter, a man at a local gym called police because he got fouled too hard during a pickup basketball game.
No.
There was a screen that was too hard, yeah.
The screen's where you get hit, you know, like you stop, they hit.
Somebody else stops, and then you run into him because you're not paying attention. Yeah. The man called the cops, and he looks upset at the person who set the screen. Other people in the picture look extremely confused and downright uninterested, but it appears the caller is serious about the harm done. We have audio of the police officer at the scene who showed up because somebody decided to do an impromptu interview with the cop asking him, "Have you ever been called before?" Over a pickup basketball game.
What you guys say, Bert? You calling the cops if you get fouled, Berto? You calling the cops if you get fouled? Have you ever been called for a basketball foul?
No.
Did your first time?
That's my first basketball foul.
You were coming for a basketball foul?
Not for that, no. I just heard it was a fight.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, all right.
Man, they called you for a foul, man.
Like when you dream of being a cop as a kid, right? Like you think of running into burning houses, like, and saving children,
nonstop adventure.
Yeah, like gunning down bad guys,
saving a baby from a burning building or something.
Instead, it's some guy got fouled too hard, and you're like, oh, God,
how big of a bitch do you have to be?
Just the biggest.
Like, do you have a discussion? Do you have a discussion before that, and then you're like, no, that was. Did they not call a foul on him, and then he decided to call the cops?
Yeah, then you're like, I have to involve the authorities. Bitch. A British man won $1.3 million in a lottery jackpot, said he was able to buy the ticket at the last minute because another shopper let him cut in line. How much do you suppose the other shopper is regretting it now?
But is that other shopper going to buy the ticket? That's what I see the story and it's like, okay, it's cool. He cut in line. But are you going to give that woman or that guy anything who you let cut if you're making that big of a deal out of it?
The 32-year-old said he nearly missed the deadline for the lottery raffle drawing, but he was able to buy a ticket at the last minute and won $1.3 million. Like, the thing that would drive me nuts is if I was the person that let him cut and the guy, like, if the guy went up there and had his own numbers or whatever, like, the odds of having the same numbers are almost impossible.
Yeah.
But if he just went up and just asked for a random ticket and won $1.3 million, and I was also planning on buying a ticket, and I was like, oh, whatever, who cares? You go ahead, buddy. That would kill me for the rest of my life.
I think if you're the type of person who lets people cut in a grocery line anyway, you're probably not going to be that petty.
Until the other person wins $1.3 million that should have been yours.
Nah.
He's so mad. No,
when I see stories about, like, Wheel of Fortune hitting down at the Silverton for $3.5 million, I'm like, I was just there 4 months ago. That should have been my jackpot.
I put $20.
Should have been mine.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here's today's Know the Show question. If you know the answer, 702-791-1075.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
The only person I had to tell was because I didn't even tell you, Dave. And you're one of my dearest, closest friends.
Yeah, so Mahoney got engaged while he was on his cruise. Him and his lovely fiance are very excited about the upcoming nuptials. They're not going to have a formal wedding, but still, you know, like, this is, it's a big moment in your life, and you'd think that you'd want to share that with the people that are important and close to you.
Yeah, but it's a great moment, so all my dumbass friends will stop asking when I'm getting married.
But you didn't tell your parents in advance.
No.
You didn't ask her father for permission.
No, did not.
Or a blessing.
Nope.
You didn't tell me that you were buying the ring. You told only one person that you had bought the ring. And I'm a little hurt, frankly.
Well,
I can keep a secret.
Can you? Can you?
Yeah.
Loose limps sink ships.
Loose limps?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I feel like that was a Freudian slip. What's going on with you, man?
I'm getting older.
Who is that one person that he told? The first person with the correct answer gets two wristbands for the third Thursday at Downtown Grand, which is coming up this Thursday. There's going to be a huge party going on, but with his wristband, some free bevvies. Who doesn't love that? X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Effin Steffen.
Effin Steffen. How you doing, man?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Correct answer is?
Boss Mahoney.
Bossy Rossi is right.
And the reason I didn't tell Dave, nothing's gonna ever keep It wasn't because I didn't want to tell you. The only reason I told that horse and son of a bitch, Bossy Rossi, is because if you remember right before I went on vacation, he was bitching and moaning that we're a new company now and you didn't fill out the proper paperwork. And I'm like, dude.
It's stop. A big deal. Yeah. I have to go on this vacation. Yeah.
Stop giving me crap. And that's what I told him.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Evan Steffen, congratulations to you, man. Some other choice words, maybe?
Yeah.
Third Thursday is going on to the Downtown Grand. It's going to be at 7 p.m. this Thursday. You get some wristbands for some free drinks. Enjoy that, and thank you for listening.
For sure. Thanks, man.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.